podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So you might have heard a while back they were talking about changing the $20 bill here in the United States and putting a woman's face on there. Well, that's not going to happen. Instead, they're going to move down to the $10 bill because that's the next one to come up in terms of having to get fixed up. They say it's due for an overhaul
next. It's in the rotation.
Right. So they're going to go ahead and do that. And the Treasury Secretary says that he is seeking public input on which female historical figure should appear on U.S. paper currency for the first time in 119 years, because there actually have been women on currency, but it's been a long, long, long time. So now people are starting to make all their suggestions. And the one that I immediately saw, they got all of these big write-in votes, was Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
Now, the Treasury Department is going to say, can't do that. They can't be alive.
Yeah, there are rules.
Yes.
Are we going to follow those rules when we do this?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Hell no. We are going to go with just asking our listeners who needs to be on the new $10 bill. And whatever you guys say goes. We will forward the winning answer off to the Treasury Department.
Right.
We'll send them the podcast. Yeah.
Hashtag do it.
Yeah, we have spoken.
Emily, you might as well be the first one to go with this.
I'm going to pick a female who is strong. She's taught a lot of the current generation about feminism, I think. She proves that you can be fabulous at any size, any species. I think Miss Piggy should be on the $10 bill.
Really?
She knows how to stand up for what she wants. She tells people, no, hi-ya, I will get what I want. Mm-hmm. She loves her man. She is loyal. Mm. I think she deserves definitely that $10 spot.
You make a great argument because mine doesn't have the good argument that yours
has. What did I say? I said today hell might freeze over and you might
get behind
my choice.
When you started, I thought you were going to be all serious about this and then you hit us with the pow.
What do you mean? I am totally serious about this. Miss Piggy for the $10 bill.
I was going Princess Leia, and that's
also
because the cinnamon rolls on the side of the head. I just thought on a dollar bill was just $10 bill.
Pretty damn good, man.
Princess Leia, Miss Piggy.
Put the Millennium Falcon in the background there.
She could be holding a lightsaber because sometimes she does hold
She did, those. Yeah. My head went to, it's on a 10, so I would kind of like a perfect 10 on there. So I'm going to throw Kate Upton on the $10 bill because she is a 10. Wowza.
I don't think there'd be room for her face if you get her chachis
just,
in there.
Actually, yes. Just her breasts would be fantastic.
Like from the neck to the belly button
I would hold on to those 10. I think I would save more if that was on there, really.
Excellent point.
Yeah, okay. So that's good. Kate Upton.
That's fine.
Get her on there, Treasury.
In breasts we trust.
That's right.
Are we ready to open this up?
Please.
Look, it's a fun Friday. We tend to go a little silly sometimes on Fridays. We need your nomination for the woman who should appear on the new $10 bill. They say they're going to get this decision made pretty quickly, but it will not pop up for until like the year 2020. It takes them 5 years to go through all sorts of stuff, including putting in new anti-counterfeit measures and tactile features for the blind.
They're putting Braille or something on it now, aren't they?
Doing all that, which makes you kind of think maybe they should put Helen Keller on.
I'm thinking.
She did a lot for people with disabilities,
well,
you know?
Kate Upton and Braille, I'm telling you. Get your thumbs on it.
Miss Piggy and Helen Keller were besties, so.
303-631-1MIX is our number. Call now. Have some fun. Or if you want to be serious about it, that's okay. You can be serious, too. Okay, here comes Mike on the phone. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so what do you got?
I got Susan B. Anthony because she's already on that $1 gold coin.
And why does she get two things then?
Why did Abraham Lincoln get two things?
Oh, bam. My dear God, you're right.
He was honest Abe.
That guy got shot in the head, man.
And then Jeremy said Kate Upton, but if you want a real 10 on that, you should put Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, she's pretty foxy too, huh?
Pretty good. I'd go with Kate Beckinsale, but she's not from America. So do we need an American woman on there?
Right.
Yeah.
American animal.
All right. Hey, thanks for being on the show, Mike.
Hey, no problem.
Appreciate you calling in. Here comes Andy. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning.
All right. So it's funny. Women are not calling us to talk about this. The guys are calling to talk about which woman is going to go on the $10 bill.
I think we have the best opinion on this matter.
Okay.
I'm actually going against the American on this. I'm going to go with the Queen of England, so that way we have taxation with representation.
Wow. You're a thinker.
He is.
I don't think Americans
Things
would get that.
Just got serious.
I think I would go with the new princess over in England, though.
Like that's for sure.
How about the Gerber baby?
Andy, thanks for taking the time.
Nothing says it. Or how about the suntan, the little girl with the puppy dog pulling down
her
little
copper tones, yeah! Showing her booty,
her little butt on there. Another guy sounds off. TJ, super gay TJ in our promotions department, Dolly Parton. So I think that's pretty good, too.
Oh,
yeah. We do love
Dolly.
Well played, TJ.
That might beat out Miss Piggy.
Yeah. Oh, just by a sliver.
Mm-hmm. Well, you people are great. Thanks for sharing. Jeremy says he's been doing some thinking over the last few minutes, which is unusual for you.
Over that song? Well, you know that whole thing that's going on right now? It's the women want equal pay. You guys are fighting for equal pay.
Yeah, it's a thing.
It's a thing, that whole thing that's going on right now. You want to be paid the same as men. Well, I find it just kind of funny that the Treasury came out and they're like, you know what? We're going to give the ladies a $20 bill. We're going to put a lady, you're going to represent on the 20. And then out of the nowhere, they're kind of like, yeah, you know what? Let's just put them on a 10. Aww. We changed our mind. We're going to put you on a 10 instead.
That's awesome.
You know, you make a good point.
You know, it's kind of a little bit of a slap in the face.
Yeah,
there.
No, it's a kick in the lady jewels.
We'll keep the guy on the 20. We'll put the lady on the 10. You know what
and
I'm
as
saying?
As soon as they issue it, it's only going to be worth $7.50.
Sad but true.
Really, who has a $10 bill in their wallet right now?
Nobody.
Nobody even wants the 10.
Nobody keeps 10s.
They get rid of the 10s.
The 20 is the bill, isn't it?
It is the bill.
If
yes.
It's not a C note, it's a 20.
You can't get anything.
We don't
with
even
a 10.
Know what a C note is.
Come on.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.